Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks for showing up to be a power player. Tonight's episode is about your power. You might wonder how I can say things like you always have more power available to discover inside of you and have that apply to everyone. When you consider yourself a power player, what you're talking about is an aspect of yourself that is a reflection of your power. And what would that look like? What we're going to talk about tonight is your personal power and how it relates to your personal karma. And we're going to use the language of energy to talk about that. I'll give you a little background to my history with this so you can understand my understanding of it. Then we'll go through the nature of how karma influences our personal power, what we can do about our karma, and then once we have personal power, what do we do with it? How do we turn it into effect? How do we get some traction out of it? I mean, if it can't change our life, if there's not any value in the dialogue where that we can directly use in our life, then it's just a mental consideration. I always like the benefit of it, the traction, the ability to affect change part of personal power. So let's get started. Everybody has more personal power to discover or reclaim. That's a pretty blanket statement. There's 7 billion people on the planet, and to say everybody has more power to reclaim. So you're sitting here listening to this show going, oh yeah, more power, sure. Does that mean I can, run faster at the track? Well, maybe, yeah. Does that mean I can write a better screenplay? Well, maybe, yeah. But the power I'm talking about here is a more encompassing kind of power. And power by its very nature can be a very elusive thing. I'm a writer. I'm an author, and I really didn't see that coming. But I just finished my fourth book about personal power. And the thing that I noticed about personal power is how much people ignored it. It's the sense that people go all the way through their day and they don't really consider themselves from a power point of view. And when we talk about power tonight, I want you to really trust that this is a very quantitative aspect of your personality. There's a quantitative number that represents your power. And I wish I had the magic machine that could measure it for you and give you a number. And I know our ego would love that definitiveness. I'm a, 400 billion or whatever the power level is. So when we go to talk about power, since it's not really an obvious thing and people aren't really paying attention to it, how can we talk about something that's pretty much intangible? And the way we're going to do that is through a mental model. We're going to create an idea of personal power. Now, you can relate to this because of electricity. Who uses electricity? Okay, all right, everybody put your hands down. I get it. We all use electricity. But, nobody's ever seen it. In fact, it went undetected for eons, or so it seems. And then we come along and discover its presence. We didn't invent it. We discovered that it was already there. And now we have electricity all the time. So we all have an experience with an automobile, a car. What if the car battery is dead? So let's look at power, like the voltage on a battery. If the car battery is dead, nothing works. No power, no choices, nothing. No dome light, no radio, no windshield wipers, no rolling the windows up or down, let alone starting the car or jumping another car. No power. And if I, so I'm going to use the United States reference. Most cars here are 12 volts. So a fully charged car battery would be 12 volts. So let's just use that scale for the rest of the whole show. When I talk about you totally having your power, that'd be a fully charged battery, like a 12-volt car battery. Well, if the car battery's dead and you charge it for just a few minutes and the voltage goes from zero up to like two, maybe the dome light glows faintly, but the radio's not going to work and the windows aren't going to work and you're certainly not going to start the car because you don't have power. So what would this look like in our human condition? It'd be like a homeless person or somebody who is easily emotionally upset that the slightest thing sets them off. So they're in constant state of reaction. So when you observe society, you can see the effect of personal power. People with low personal power have very little ability to affect change on their life. A lot of times I'll see panhandlers come up to, you know, at the side of the road and they're shaking and they're bruised and they're in terrible shape. Their power level is so low that just to get through the day is everything. They're running on fumes. When you observe society, you can see the effect of personal power, and that's the point I'm getting at here. So when we talk about personal power, raising your power is going to help every single aspect of your life. Just like charging the car battery and getting it closer to 12 volts, more things on the car is going to work. And so just the same with you, raising your personal power is going to affect every single aspect of your life. I mean, it's like pay dirt. You can't go wrong. So when we talk about power tonight, I want you to know that you have an ocean of power. You have an immense amount. I can't give you a number big enough. Millions, billions, trillions of watts of power. It's truly endless. But if you're not tending to it, which most people aren't, it's like pausing the movie. Karmically, nothing is changing. The power level isn't changing. The paradigm isn't changing. And so you get karmically stuck or stagnant. You're still, you're not changing, you're not in motion. There's no expansion. Life loves to expand. So if you're not tending to your personal power, most people tend to be going deeper into the loss of their power and accumulating more karma. And we'll get to the relationship of power and karma in a minute. So when I say you have personal power tonight and I reference personal power, I'm talking about over the top. You cannot dream big enough to encompass what you're capable of. And the more you actually practice, if you don't actually practice, you don't actually get an effect. It's like we can talk about going to the gym all we want, but until we actually do it, too bad, we're just talking about it. Same thing with personal power. What I'm talking about here, you have to put in the practice to gain your power back. And then once you do that, you feel the shift in your personal power. And then you get information about what power feels like. And you can start to be intuitive with it as you do it over and over and over again and get better and better and better at it. And you get more and more powerful at it. And your power goes up a lot more. Over and over and over again. It's like it's doubling every time. The number can never exhaust. It can always double again. There's no limit to the universe. I can't stress that enough. When I say you're a power player, there's no limit at all. And so I can't undersell this at all. Wait, I can't undersell this. Let me rephrase that. I can't undersell you at all because you already have power. I created New Human Living to show you about your own personal power. The power is inside you now, period. It never left you. You always had it. But the difference is where that power is. Is it tied up in your karma? And for most of us, the vast majority of our power is in our karma, in our subconscious. And if it's in your karma, then you have very little say in it. It's a repetitive pattern that will pretty much dictate the direction of your life. But with the New Human Living principles, when we talk about the dynamics of our human energy persona, that human energy dynamic has a very broad range. You have an immensely broad range of raw potential in your persona now and now and now. And so I want to teach you, I want to show you how to tap that and open it up and expand it in your everyday life so you can live an expansive and fulfilling life for the rest of your life. This really gets fun when you show up for it. So I want to take a minute now and talk about how I learned about this stuff. I grew up in a small town in Utah, the last of seven kids. I made it through high school, and I didn't get any more degrees beyond high school. And I'm pretty much self-taught. My career has been in broadcast television. I've been a television engineer for several decades. I'm coming on three decades of that. And for a day job, engineering in a TV station is a great place to learn about power because we had microwave power that we'd set up microwaves for parades and presidential speeches and visits and any remote we'd do, we would process elections and count votes. We would look at the will of the people. We would electrically broadcast engineering had television transmitters. And those are very curious beasts. Since I was self-taught, I had to stare at it for quite a while. It took me a couple of years of tending to these transmitters to understand what the hell they were doing. I mean, how is it that I pressed the go button on this and the last one I built was a 1 million watt television service? When you press go on that much power, you got to understand the nature of power to get it out the door. I mean, with that much power, if there's problems, you're going to have real problems because at that power level, there's no room for error. And so I was responsible for these television transmitters. I had to figure out how the hell they worked. So I looked at them for quite a while until I came to an understanding of how they worked, and then I refined that over several decades. Well, at the same time in my life, I was going through upheavals, emotional upheavals, mental challenges and whatnot, and I noticed my own energy, my own persona. When I had to have an emotional vent, I'd feel this immense amount of energy rise up in my body, and I always felt like that was just like the transmitters coming on, where the power level would rise up. I'd feel my emotional energy rise up out of my subconscious and make me nervous. So it was really very interrelated, the television transmitter and my own personal energy persona. And so after decades of looking at this, that's how I came up with the New Human Living concept and the human energy dynamics principles. And now I've turned around and created a platform to help you understand it too, so you can take control of your life. I want to be clear about this. New Human Living doesn't want to make any choices for you. We don't want to dictate what's right or wrong. The universe isn't biased at all. It doesn't care what choice you make. So if I'm teaching how to be effective at that, I don't want to project my preference or choices, then you're not authentic. If New Human Living set up any kind of a structure of a preference or whatever based on what we thought was more appropriate than another, we're projecting our karmic imprint. And that's not purity. The universe responds to purity. So New Human Living Principles wants you to start your company. We don't want anything to do with that company except for it to be successful and you to be effective at it. Or you're opening a school, or you found a new way to deliver babies, or you have a new way of growing food or delivering energy or healing people. We're not here to tell you what that what is. We can help you find clarity with it, and we can help give it definition, but it's going to come from inside of you, just like your personal power. There's nothing we can give you to give you more power. We can just point it out in your persona and say, and you can recognize, oh my gosh, I've got this stuff in my subconscious and it's running the boat. If I'm going to be a powerful person, then maybe I should want to tend to that. It's always a choice. You don't have to do anything. The universe has no requirements and neither do we. But when you choose to show up for yourself, if you so do, if you choose to show up for yourself and you take action, no, really, if you choose to show up for yourself and engage the desire to be a powerful player here on planet Earth in these times when our culture is really asking for powerful people to step up and address the situation of our current culture, if you feel that calling within you, then the human energy dynamics principles will really help you pony up your potential, expand your potential, expand your ability to affect power, to be a powerful influence in your arena of passion and purpose. There's going to be a whole wave of people that identify their own personal power and hone it and rise up. The opportunity is there for all of us. It's going to be the people that actually choose to do it and show up for themselves, that they honor the inspiration of their own life purpose. They engage the passion of their heart and their soul, and they raise their personal power for effect. Those people are going to be game changers. And I have to think, if you're listening to this now, you're probably one of them. That wouldn't surprise me at all. When I look at the human potential that every single one of us has, nothing's going to amaze me. I guess new boundaries are broken. World hunger is cured in 3 months. Well, get to it. The end of war, peace, prosperity, the dream of humanity. So let's look at this idea of personal power a little closer. If I'm going to consider myself as a point of presence, a point of power, a point of human potential, I need to understand the nature of what power is. Well, the curious thing is, the root of power, from my perspective, is love. Because the opposite of power is fear. And fear is an illusion that our ego buys into. And love is what can transcend that fear. Love has got a real elegance to it. It's self-regulating. Since love is authentic power, it will never rise up against another. Well, you say wars have happened and all this stuff and love didn't stop it. Well, unconditional love is just that. You can choose whatever you want. You can choose to go to the edge of darkness and jump off the cliff. You can choose to be a game changer. You can go up in experience are down, you can go into the shadow farther or go closer to the light. You can take it as long as you want or as short as you want. The universe isn't biased at all. The powerful people will be the ones that recognize some of the dogma that's been ingrained in our collective subconscious and make a vehicle of transformation that will cleanse the karmic signature in oceans of people, in whole genres, whole arenas of our culture and society. And when we surrender that karmic energy out of our subconscious, we will lose the life experience that was associated with it. And it, you don't have to look at our life experience right now very long and recognize we're so laden up with karma, it's crazy. We blow each other up. We have governments that have drones that want to point and click and take people out, or we've made nuclear bombs, and I mean, you know, I don't need to point that out. World wars, famines, exploitation in so many genres. These are all karmic effects that happen when the people are extremely laden, extremely loaded up in their subconscious with unresolved karma. So when we talk about karma, we're going to talk about that energy. If I go back to the analogy of a car battery, karma reduces the voltage of the battery. If I have a lot of karma, I have very little voltage. If I have too much karma, I go past zero and I die. There's no power to sustain life. When you lose power, you go to the edge of life itself, which is death. And death is not uncommon in our society. So we are so laden with karma that we're right on the fringe. And two very common elements of that edge are shame and guilt. Those are karmic tragedies. Those are tsunamis or hurricanes or catastrophes. Shame and guilt are extremely expensive karmic components. So when we talk about your karma, you can imagine the voltage of your battery is leaving because of the karma. Well, the karma is imagine the karma is holding the voltage, so it's not in the battery. To the human experience, to translate that to the human experience, I lose my power when I surrender it to a karmic imprint. So I take my power from my conscious mind and I push that power into my subconscious as karma. Well, I don't cognitively push anything anywhere. What's this push thing? It's a subconscious effect. This isn't something you're doing like doing the dishes or washing the car. This is a mechanism in your persona. Whenever you're in an environment and there's an aspect of it that you're not willing to experience because you've judged it or you're emotional about it or you have belief patterns about it, then you literally surrender some of your power and accumulate it in your subconscious as karma. So the amount of power that you have doesn't change. It's just that you're shifting it into your subconscious and you get more energy in your subconscious. So when we talk about this energy in your subconscious, what are we talking about? Well, we need a context to try to understand this. Well, when I talk about powering your subconscious as karma, that's power that's with you now. Your karma is with you right now. It's your subconscious energy is present with you right now, but by its very nature, it's subconscious, thus you can't detect it. So if somebody were to ask you what's in your subconscious, how can you answer that? I mean, you can get an idea of it when it pops up, like an example of an episode of subconscious energy becoming conscious is road rage. A small event triggers a huge emotional event. that huge amount of energy that pops out of nowhere is coming out of that person's subconscious. And then they push it down, in a sense, to control our feelings, because in our culture, it's important that we control our feelings by shoving it in our subconscious. And so I could rephrase that sentence and say, in our culture, we control our feelings by accumulating more and more energy in our subconscious as karma, which is, let's see, a karmic tragedy. Yeah, that'd be a good word, tragedy. So in our culture, we inflict karmic tragedy on ourselves in order to be a model citizen and not get emotionally expressive or speak our mind or tell the truth or et cetera, et cetera. So when you look at it, we've been loading our subconscious up with karma for a long time. War, war touches all of us. My dad went to World War II. There's wars going on in the world I live in now and most of my life. And war is an insane karmic episode. PTSD is heavily laden, loading up your subconscious with an immense amount of energy to the point where you have no power left to operate with. We're living that. That's why I say when I say our culture is right on the edge, I mean it. It's like there's an immense amount of power for us to reclaim in our subconscious. So let's talk about the nature of this subconscious energy. I can imagine myself with four energy bodies, emotional energy body, a mental energy body, a spiritual energy body, and my physical body. So that's four bodies. I have an emotional signature in me. I have unexpressed emotions in my subconscious now. I have unexpressed emotions in my subconscious now. And those emotions are holding energy, and that energy is your power offline in your subconscious. And your subconscious will gladly hold on to it forever and ever until you go and get it and release it. And when you do that, the power comes out of your subconscious and is restored to you as raw personal power, and your battery level goes up. The voltage within you goes up. Your power level goes up. Your ability to be a powerful human being on this planet goes up because you move the energy out of your subconscious and it frees it up for your conscious space to use. So if I think about those four energy bodies, my emotional energy body has unresolved emotions and the energy that's related to that in my subconscious, which can be an awful lot, a vast amount of energy in your subconscious awaiting your desire to claim it. You have a mental energy body. That's beliefs. I'm not worthy. I'm guilty. I'm shameful. Those are karmic tragedies. Religion is notorious for inflicting guilt and shame. The universe itself has no bias whatsoever. You're innocent in every moment. No karmic law has ever been broken, ever. Nobody has ever sinned against karma. The laws of karma are perfect. Somebody made up this story that we've broken some rule and we've sinned and God's pissed off and we have to make it right or he'll be eternally pissed or whatever. That's BS. The universe isn't biased at all. How the universe responds to us is dictated perfectly for each one of us in a very individual and specific way. Based on the karmic signature of the energy in your subconscious, you're having a very specific experience of life here on planet Earth. And if you were to journal a page or two about what that felt like, you would be describing the effect of what it felt like to have the karmic signature that's in your subconscious now project into the universe and attract to you teachers and events to reflect the unresolved self within you. If you were to able to magically collect all the energy in your subconscious and go put it in a clean persona, put your karma in their persona, and let them live time for a long enough span of time to understand the experience of it, they would write a very similar paragraph to what you wrote. Karma is very specific and pure that way. Karma is perfect. It's so elegant. It's an amazing thing when you pay attention to it. So in my mental energy body, I have beliefs, and our beliefs have been butchered by our school system and by our churches. It's really quite a tragedy, and there's so much opportunity for people to build new stories and new paradigms in those arenas that are much more authentic to the truth. So my mental energy body stores my beliefs and thoughts and attitudes. And my spiritual energy body is my relationship to God or Source, or you could think of it as permission. You could think of it as self-worth. You could think of it as, who am I to be the decider? Your spiritual energy body dictates how you see yourself in relationship to God or Source or power. Once again, in this arena, religion has caused some pretty big karmic tragedies. We have an immense amount of shame about our bodies. It's just wrong. We have an immense amount of shame about sex. That's just wrong. The universe is not biased. If you can express love to somebody, period, end of story, that is a success. Have you seen our planet lately? And intimacy and love is a very powerful way to convey power as a personal point of presence. In other words, I think part of our sexual drive that is in everybody that allows it to show up, we're kind of hardwired in that arena as an example of what it feels like to convey love or emotion. It's a hardwired way in our persona to have affection for another, and how much sincerity is behind that or not is a variable, but still, it's an excellent blueprint about the nature of how it feels to express power and love as energy. Yet we hold our bodies with such taboo-ness. I mean, to be seen naked in public is just the worst thing in the world, yet all the other species are walking around butt naked, and we don't flinch about that. That's curious. There's no karmic posturing there. Let's see, is that posturing? Yeah, that'd be posturing. That's a big karmic tragedy. But that's all right. So right now, within your persona, so you're sitting here, you're listening to the radio, and I'm talking to you, and there's your body right there, and there's your body. And your body and your karma share the same space. Your karma rides on top of your body. Like if I were to shuffle my feet across the carpet and develop a static charge, I am generating an energetic signature on my body, a static electricity. Then I walk over the light switch and touch the plate and I get a shock, and then that power disappears and I go back to zero. So your karma is the same way. It's like you've shuffled across the carpet so much, you've built up a charge so big in your subconscious that it's consumed most of your power and you're just running on fumes. The ego can be really intimidated by that much power. And so what it'll do is avoid stirring it up. We actually protect the thing that is tanking our life. We actually protect the thing that is making our life rigid and stuck, and that's the karma in our subconscious. The ego can be very concerned when that energy comes up because it has no experience with it. There's nothing to be afraid of. You can never break yourself beyond repair, ever. Everybody comes back to the light within your persona. But that's more talked about in the advanced classes. So I want to keep things in context here. So our karma is how we shift our personal power into our subconscious and create a propensity, a karmic momentum, if you will. So for many of us, we're very old souls, and we've gone through many lifetimes where we've accumulated many, 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 many traumatic events that we didn't allow ourselves to feel in the moment, and we pushed that energy in our subconscious, and now we're walking around with oceans of unresolved energy in our subconscious. Well, celebrate, because that's an awful lot of power to reclaim. That's an awful lot of power to transform. That's an awful lot of power to tap. So your life can expand, so your dreams can expand, so your purpose can expand and be fulfilled. So you can choose joy in many new and wonderful ways. So you can have inspiration that will change the paradigm of all of humanity and be bold enough to convey it into action and get it done. Wow. There's so much power inside of you. I can't undersell this. I can never undersell this. There's so much power inside of you that there's really no limit to what you could accomplish in your lifetime if you showed up for yourself. But in order for you to have a dramatically different effect, that would require you to change your voltage level up in a dramatic amount, to dramatically shift the power level within your own energy persona now will ripple through the rest of your entire life. And if you develop this like a habit, like going to the gym every day, 20 minutes a day can really make a difference in your power level over time, but you have to actually do it. If you don't do it, the voltage level doesn't change and your karmic propensity doesn't change, and you tend to think and live laterally, not vertically. I really hope this is making sense to you, because it's very powerful material. You can always go to newhumanliving.com and get more information about this. Every one of us has more power to reclaim. So if my karma is in my energy bodies, and your physical energy body shows karma as dis-ease of all forms, I could talk about health and karma because those two are directly related, but I'm not going to right now. That's another show. I'm going to talk about power as it comes, as to approach it from the point of view of purity. Purity, blessed are the pure in heart. Purity, purity. Purity. What does purity have to do with power? What does innocence have to do with power? And this is a point where I think a lot of Christian teaching misses the mark, because I like the idea of everybody, all of humanity is in class studying for a test, and the first one done, the first one that figures it out, runs up to the front of the class and rings the bell, and everybody else puts their pen down and quits studying. And we all look up, and there's Jesus Christ. What a amazing, amazing, loving heart. Jesus Christ was the ambassador of love. He nailed it. He pegged it. And he also said, surely you will do what I have done. And that's what I'm getting at here. He was a very powerful person because he had purity. He had purity in his heart, and thus he was a powerful person. It's possible for you to have purity in your heart. I would think that would be the goal of Christians, but I don't hear it taught in the way of energy and your karmic signature. Because purity, if my energy bodies are loaded up with anger and shame and guilt and blame and judgment and posturing, I'm not pure. I'm not pure at all. I'm a long way from pure. So to tend to your human energy signature, to tend to the karma in your subconscious, directly relates to your ability to be a good Christian because purity, because of purity, purity, clean that karma out, and you'll be more pure, and you'll have a more Christ-like experience. And the notion of innocence allows the purity to have effect. And what does that innocence mean? Innocence and purity kind of tie together, because if you don't consider yourself pure, I think if you don't consider yourself innocent, then you must be guilty. And in our culture, if you're guilty, you have no rights, or you have reduced rights. If you're not innocent, then you're not worthy. If you're not innocent, then you're not deserving. Because if you're not innocent, you're guilty. And that's where that judgment of sin came from. Whoever invented sin robbed us all. They cut us off at the knees. Sin is BS. Karmically, you can't break any laws here. We've already done all this tragedy. We've set off nuclear bombs. We've caused world wars. We've exploited people out of trillions of dollars. We've tanked health systems. I mean, my gosh. I mean, just look at the headlines. I mean, it's pretty obvious. We're here with free will. We can make any damn decision we want and execute it, and we have. And look at this flipping mess. Karmically, nobody's ever broken a law. Nobody's ever broken karmic law. So you have permission now and always to make big and bold decisions and execute them, period. You've always had permission. You've always held the keys of the kingdom in your hand now. You've always had the keys to the kingdom, but they want you to put your attention up at the front of the room and not use the keys that are sitting in your own hand. Yeah, that's right. Keep your attention up front here where the popes or priests or pastors yakking about God over there or God over then, or sometime in the future, more endowment is going to come, and whenever somebody else decides, that's a crock. The power is in you now. The power is in you now. It's always been in you. You've never created a sin. You've never sinned, ever. You can't. But whether you're a powerful person or not is decided by your subconscious. If you're loaded up with anger or shame or guilt or blame, you're not going to be a powerful person. You're not. That's some of the elegance of this karma and the power. It's self-regulating. It's really very beautiful. Love will not show up where it will bring more fear. It has to be force at that point, and most of humanity operates from force. But purity is power. Innocence is power. That Christ consciousness, that unconditional love is raw power. That's immense power. I mean, history has shown the effect of that. So you can get your purity up by cleaning out your subconscious. You can get your purity up by paying attention to your human energy dynamics. It's waiting for you now. You wanna be a powerful Christian? You wanna be a powerful person? In any genre of humanity, having more power has a greater effect. Having more power has a greater effect, and that power is love. And love flows where there's purity. You know, up at the transmitter, before we turn those big things on, I built one from the ground up a couple of years ago, a 1 million watt. We spend a lot of time tuning the equipment to purity. So at the frequency we're broadcasting, the path is pure. So at the frequency we're going to push all this power out the antenna, the path is pure. So in our human energy experience, love is that power. Love is that power. The power tools of cleaning out your subconscious is forgiveness and compassion. Forgiveness negates shame and guilt. Compassion allows it to happen in another without reaction, without perpetuation. Compassion is extremely powerful from a karmic perspective. So when you understand these principles, and you work on yourself as you choose, and you purify your four energy bodies, and you open up to that infinite well of love within your being, the Father and I are one, that infinite well of love within your being now, one now, when you do that, your heart and your soul is going to start feeding you much bigger ideas. And this is, it's a curious thing. It's like, really? Do you really want to be a power player? Because when you start charging your personal power, when you start getting that voltage coming up, when you start reclaiming that energy out of your subconscious and the amount of power you have in your persona goes up and up and up and keeps expanding and doubling, then all bets are off. Then your heart and your soul start feeding you ideas of your life that make you shudder compared to what you've experienced in your life so far. It's where that dreamer in you, that place where the dreams show up, becomes the doorway of all your inspiration. It's like we all have heaven on earth programmed in our heart. How to love compassionately humanity. We have that imprint hardwired in our heart, and when you get your power cleaned up and your purity is vivid and clear, and you start honoring the inspiration of your heart and your soul, well, then nothing's out of your reach. Nothing's out of your reach. A key element of being a power player is being able to capture the inspiration. And what do I mean by that? And this is the part I talked about where we're going to talk about how to use your power. Once you get power, how do you use it? Okay, I've cleaned out my subconscious. I now have 100 gazillion watts. What do I do with it? What do I do with it? Well, this is where inspiration comes. A friend of mine on the internet went to college and he learned all this stuff. I didn't go to college, but I asked him how many classes on karma did they teach? And he went to an exclusive college and he said, karma, they would have taught that in religious comparison. And I'm like, what? Religion is the ones that tanked it, that loaded it up. I mean, not all religions, but some of the biggest tragedies in our history have religion written all over them, and they put karma in religious studies. Okay. Whoever wrote that curriculum didn't get it, but whatever. This stuff isn't taught. It's not taught in a very organic way. And I've been working on myself. I've been cleaning my subconscious for 15 years. And I've cleaned so much out of my subconscious. I feel wonderful. I feel so genuinely happy. I'm excited about my life. I have so many flipping ideas. I have to corral them, and I have to find the ones I want to fulfill and be sure to complete. I mean, it's almost like once you open up the gates of inspiration, it starts flowing so fast you can't keep up with it all. And that's that inspiration's the part I want to talk about as far as when it comes to putting your power into action. A very important way to get good at that is to understand where the thought came from. Well, what does that mean? Well, you have thoughts from your ego, and there's just tens of thousands of those a day. And then you have thoughts from your heart. And that's the ones I'm talking about, is the thoughts your heart has. And there's these little square things that'll knock you on your ass. If you really want to be a power player, get a post-it note, a little square piece of paper. And you'll be in the shower, or you'll be unloading the car, or you'll be doing something else. There's something your mind will be busy at, and your heart will throw out a sentence. Start taking walks. Start reading to children. Change your diet, whatever. When you hear that sentence, write it down verbatim. It knows exactly what it's talking about. Write down that sentence from your heart verbatim, and the moment the ink dries, that becomes a to-do item for your ego. And that makes you so powerful because you're following the inspiration of your heart. Well, what does that mean? The tendency of heavily laden people with karma is they're ignoring their heart. That their heart's ideas get no attention and zero action. And that has a lot to do with why they quagmire, why they get stuck karmically. But when you start to write down the inspiration of your heart, and then to be bold enough to actually execute what that inspiration is, that's the part where you need a saddle. You need, if you're bold enough, and I suggest you are, to start writing down your ideas and honoring them. Wow, because it's like the rudder on a boat has been stuck, and it's been stuck, and you've always been headed in one particular direction because you're so karmically laden that your momentum says we'll be going that way for the next 20 years. And when you start to allow the inspiration of your heart to get fulfilled, to be honored with action, to be honored with prudence, like it doesn't take forever. When you write down that heart inspiration on the post-it note and then get it done, and another idea comes out and you get it done, and another idea comes out and you get it done, then your heart has some say in which direction your life is going, and the rudder loosens up and you can start to make a change in the course of your life. You want to be a power player? Honor the ideas of your heart. You want to be a power player? Learn how to land ideas that are so far out of your mental construct now that they're game changers. And learn discipline enough to take an idea all the way through to completion, no matter how big the idea is. How many classes in college do they teach you about honoring the value of an idea? How many classes did society teach you about your emotional energy body as a karmic experience? How many classes were taught to us about the karmic momentum and its effect on our culture as an energetic experience? I suggest few to none. But so what? Here we are now. The information's available now. You can either use it or not. The choice is yours. But if you do use it, if you do honor your power, if you do start engaging these ideas and principles, I can't undersell how much you have to reclaim. But you actually have to go through the process to get an effect. If you don't take that 20 minutes a day and tend to your karma, chances are you're probably accumulating more karma and you're going farther away from having a fully charged persona. If you don't tend to your personal power and your karma, you can lose more and more of your power and your battery goes deader and deader. You run out of options. You run out of choices. You run out of ability to make a change. You run out of the ability to create a new paradigm. You get stuck. Karmically quagmired, you might say. So little post-it notes can be the most powerful aspect of your life. Wow, how simple is that? That's such a simple thing. But to honor an idea, every single change in our human experience will start as an idea. And the ideas that get honored and protected and and brought into fruition through action, which is the ego's role, to take action on those post-it note sentences, then you experience flow. You experience flow. And when you experience flow, you get more information. You get more intuitive information, and then you can make a better choice. When you fulfill the inspiration of your heart with action, that creates flow, and that flow brings new information about what the next step is. And so you don't have to see the whole story. That's your soul's job. You don't have to see the whole life path of which way your life is going, because your soul will take care of that. You just need to enjoy yourself, which keeps the ego in a high vibration. Do things you enjoy. Choose aspects when you come into choices in your life, what you enjoy. Choose that. Do that. What gets you excited? Choose that. Do that. What are you passionate about? Choose that. Do that. When you stay in that space, then flow quickens. And when you trust the inspiration of your heart and you start fulfilling it the moment it shows up, the pace quickens. Your ability to bring change quickens. The scale of your effect expands. And you have become a power player. A human being who's forgiven its ego. A human being who honors the inspiration of its heart. A human being that allows love through the vehicle of compassion for humanity to flow through their own persona, to draw into their own being the inspiration that is the game changer of the paradigm that's playing out in this moment. Those are the power players. Those are the people that will make a difference in the future. And I know you have that potential in you now. I know you have a purpose on this planet now. I know you have an immense amount of personal power awaiting your desire to reclaim it in your subconscious now. I know your heart is connected to every single heart on this planet. And when you give it the opportunity through choosing compassion, you can conduit love through your heart for compassion towards humanity now. Wow. We're all hardwired for incredible, powerful lives. We're all hardwired with a purpose. We're all hardwired with a gift for humanity. We're all hardwired for the most incredible life we can imagine. That aspect of us, when I say hardwired, I mean it can't be erased. It doesn't matter how much you've messed up your life at all. It doesn't matter what tragedy or train wreck you might describe your life as. It doesn't matter what has happened in your past. This power is there awaiting you now. The universe has no judgment in any moment. The universe has no requirements. It's whether you show up or not for your own inspiration. It's whether you show up or not with your own potential. I suggest life gets so good when you say yes and when you start quickening that inspiration action, and you start flexing it like a muscle, and pretty soon you don't even question the inspiration, you just fulfill it. That's living the wave of creation itself. Talk about nirvana in every day. You have a power player in you. Honor that. Go to newhumanliving.com and engage the resources there. We're here for you. And once you master your power, be on your way. You know what? I love you no matter what. You might show me your shadow, but I only see your light. It's been an honor to encourage you to get a hold of your power. It's been an honor to share this time with you now. You know, we're here for you, newhumanliving.com. Until next time, take care.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.